You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today. We're tuning in to WGOD, that is the freak. God's always broadcasting. We're tuning into His frequency now. We're going to hear a word from Him today. The word today will be coming out of the Gospel of Matthew. I think we're right in the middle of a point here that I'm making about the Sabbath. And we're starting here in Matthew 12, that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Then we're going to look at healing on the Sabbath. We're going to look at how these Pharisees were so full of rage and anger at Jesus' healing on the Sabbath. And it's a new syndrome I've coined, though the condition is thousands of years old. And that is Jesus derangement syndrome. That's what they got. You sort of see the same thing out here today in politics amongst politicians here today. Here today, you've got Trump derangement syndrome. Back then, it was Jesus derangement syndrome. People so full of anger and hate and hatred drove them. And it didn't matter what he did. Here we see that they actually wanted to destroy him for what crime? Healing someone. That's where we're going to pick it up here today. This is part two now of this message from Matthew chapter 12.
The prohibition against work on the Sabbath was never intended to imply to service to God, deeds of necessity, lifting up an animal that's fallen into a hole or something on the Sabbath, or deeds of mercy. 9 of the 10 commandments are repeated in the New Testament, not as law, but as instructions for Christian living under grace. The only commandment Christians are never told to keep is that of the Sabbath. The only commandment Christians are never told to keep is that of the Sabbath. The distinctive day of Christianity is the first day of the week. Right away, I love it. Write this stuff down, remember this stuff. The distinctive day of Christianity is the first day of the week. The Lord rose from the dead on the first day of the week. John chapter 20, verse 1. A proof the work of redemption has been completed and divinely approved. On the next two Lord's days, he met with his disciples. John chapter 20, verses 19 and 26. The Holy Spirit was given on the first day of the week. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Leviticus 23:15. The early disciples met on that day to break bread, showing forth the Lord's death. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. It is the day appointed by God on which Christians should set aside funds for the work of the Lord, like we did this morning. Where's that in the Bible? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. The Sabbath, or the seventh day, came at the end of a week of toil. The Lord's Day, or Sunday, begins a week with the restful knowledge the work of redemption has been completed. The Sabbath commemorated the first creation. The Lord's Day is linked to the new creation. It is not right to say the Sabbath was changed to the Lord's Day. It was not right to say the Sabbath was changed to the Lord's Day. The Sabbath is Saturday. The Lord's Day is Sunday. The Sabbath was a shadow. The substance is Christ. That's Colossians 2, 16 and 17. The resurrection of Jesus marked a new beginning, and the Lord's Day signified that beginning. I heard Adrian Rogers say before, people ask him, is it okay to do things on the Lord's Day? Is it okay to golf? Is it okay to go out on my boat? Is it okay to go to a football game? Is it okay to work? Is it okay to cut my grass? Is it okay to do things on the Lord's Day? And Adrian Rogers' answer was, you're asking the wrong person. It's not my day. Ask him. It's his day, not mine. He wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot gavel. Don't ask me. And don't ask me either. I'm not going to answer for him. It's the Lord's Day. He's capable of speaking on his own. Ask him. Number two, healing on the Sabbath. Verse 9. Now when he departed from there, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? That they might accuse him. I love this story in the Gospel of Mark. It said he looked around at them in anger. Man, he was angry at these people, these religious leaders. So he said to them, what man is there among you who has one sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. So he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him, how that they might destroy him. Imagine that angering you. Funny here how the Greek word apolumi is used for destroy, and not the word for kill. Phronis, or the word for murder. I find that fascinating. Why destroy? How can this happen, though? How can this man doing good works drive these men insane just about? Now, you've heard of Trump derangement syndrome. Well, this is the original. This I call JDS. That is Jesus Derangement Syndrome. This is where it started. These Pharisees were so jealous of Jesus, they became deranged in their hatred for him. Also, see if this ringeth a bell. How they wanted to hold on to their power so desperately that they became deranged in their hatred. Sounds a lot like today in the United States of America, if you ask me. This is where it started, though. And this is what happens when you let sin permeate your body and take over. And that is this, like James said, sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. All these people that hate and despise, and it's the same thing they do to this man. Whether you like him or not, he's the president. It is what it is. When you let sin reign in your mortal body, this is how you end up with derangement syndrome. Now here is Jesus healing a man with a withered hand. And it said, then, immediately after, they sought ways on how they might destroy him. You see, when sin takes you over, you lose your mind. You don't think clearly. That's why the Bible said it's impossible. How does that go again? I think that's Romans chapter 8. where it says that those that are in the flesh cannot hear from God. Because this derangement syndrome has taken you over. Number three, a house divided cannot stand. Verse 22. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute. And he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? You see, they expected the Messiah to be the son of David and to heal like this and be their deliverer. Right? The Lord's going to ask them, I think it's chapter 21 or 22, he's going to say, what think ye the Christ? Whose son is he? And they answered, what? David's. Expected him to be David's son. Verse 24, now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this, and by the way, don't try this at home. This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, ruler of the demons. Now, these Pharisees had just committed the unpardonable sin, as we're going to see. Verse 25, but Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Again, sounds like our poor little country. How sad on this Memorial Day that people hate their own country. For all the people that died for this country, think about this on Memorial Day. It's beyond me. Because people got this derangement syndrome from the devil. You know, I came to realize the other day when I was listening to some muck that if you follow politics today, no matter what side you're on, you're full of hate. You're either a Christian, you're either on the side of conservative or Republican, and you hate what these people are doing to the Constitution, shredding it, and all the evil and the evil things these people stand for. Or you're over here and you hate this group, and the common denominator is hate. Therefore, it's of Satan and not of God. He's got everyone in his clutches. This group's got hate. This group got hate. Guess what? That's a bad thing. This is where this derangement syndrome comes from. Republicans had it for 8 years with Barack Obama. The derangement syndrome. Now these guys have got it. And it's enough to make you sick. And let me encourage you, don't follow any of that stuff. Follow the Word of God instead. Of all the ages God could have you alive, you're alive now at what I believe is the end of the age. Why do you want to get caught up in this stuff?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On W